As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
They're amazing. They're so cool. Seriously, go see them. Hey, this story's nuts, man. In Missouri, a dog was rescued after being snatched up by an owl and taken over a mile away. Whee!
Really? Like from like some fires or something?
From fires? What?
I don't know. You said the dog got snatched up and saved. Saved from what? Fire?
No, it was not saved. The owl was going to eat this dog. All right, that's what was going to happen.
It was saved?
No, it was snatched up. It was it was rescued after the owl got it.
Just
listen to this audio real quick, and it kind of tells a story. It's the guy who found the dog, and then the owner who talked about the whole thing.
I seen something flew over the top of my car. I didn't know exactly what it was. I made it look big. Then it dropped something. And when it dropped something, I stopped my car. And here was this little bitty miniature Dachshund. I'm glad that I saved her life, though, because she would have never made it. That owl probably would have came back and finished her off.
Even our pets have guardian angels, because there's no other way to explain how Fiona is safe and sound and back in our arms.
All right. I'm going to just say, even if that pet does have a guardian angel, it was sleeping on the job when the dog got picked up by an effing owl.
That's terrifying. Can you imagine? Now, dude, a dog. Okay, how much does a dog weigh?
Well, a little miniature.
Not much more than a baby, does it? I mean, dude, that's kind of scary for humans too, right?
Oh yeah. Dude, an eagle could pick up a toddler, a baby, like nothing, man. Like nothing.
Could you imagine, dude? Terrifying. What do you do?
At that point,
you're helpless. You can't do anything.
I've always thought about that. So we have two small dogs. The one pug, he'd be kind of a struggle for a medium size, you know, like maybe falcon, you know, a peregrine falcon or something. Like an eagle could pick him up probably. It'd give him a good back workout, but the eagle,
you know.
However, our little Pomeranian, dude, that thing is just a fluffy snack waiting to be snacked. There's been times where we've been out and I've let him out and I'm like, God, I'm waiting to see a little black fur ball getting carried off into the
sunset. Snatched out of nowhere. Hey, I got a terrifying phone call one day.
Yeah.
One, my buddy called me one day. He was like, dude, I think a bird snatched my cat out of the backyard. I need you to come over with your drone. I'm like, what am I going to do with my drone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Scare the bird? No, I can't bring your cat back.
Yeah.
But, dude, you could hear it in his voice. Like, he didn't know what to do. What do you do?
At that point, you just got to let nature do its thing, okay? And also, I think it's kind of our fault. It's our fault for continuing to breed these tiny, tiny, tiny dogs, all right? You're basically, like, think about, like, a teacup Yorkie. That to a falcon, an eagle, and whatever, a bigger predatory bird, that looks like a delicious, delicious appetizer, okay?
Just saying, we're lucky birds are the size they are and not a little bit bigger we're going to be the victims.
Go back, I don't know, 10,000 years, 11,000, whatever, you know, 20.
You had to dodge birds?
Dodge birds. Big old, just. You know, man-eating sized birds that were probably flying around. You imagine pterodactyls in the sky? F that, bro.
That's a part of your daily routine. Yeah. You got to watch out for the pterodactyl that might come swoop you up.
I will tell you, if you do have a small doggy, all right, a little tiny doggy, maybe if you got them outside, like maybe stake them to the ground. Like give them enough room to run, okay? But that way if some bird comes up, at least he's not going to get far, all right? At least you got him tethered down, okay?
Imagine looking in your backyard, seeing your dog in the air, attached to a leash to the ground, with a bird trying to fly away.
A bird just flapping away.
Come on!
Yeah, you better tie.
Get out of here, you damn bird!
You better tie Fluffy down. All right, make sure Snookums is tethered down. All right. Good God! All right, so there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF for the day.
Inside.
We'll be back with more WIRX.